One of the novelties in this week's Torah reading, which is called Pinchas, the name of a grandson of Aaron HaKohen and so on, is the whole order of inheritances. Not just inheritance of a person's properties when he passes away and so on. Where does it go? To the boys, if there are no boys, to the girls and so on. But also how the land of Israel was actually divided between the different tribes, the different people that actually entered the land of Israel. Now, Torah is not just a book of stories, as I mentioned many times. There has to be some teaching, some lesson out of this idea of dividing the land of Israel between the different people that actually entered and so on. Our sages explain that the idea of the land of Israel, why was the land of Israel called Eretz Israel? The word Eretz in Hebrew means land. But Eretz also is related to Ratzon. Ratzon means will. The idea of the land of Israel represents in each one of us our will or not to fulfill God's will. That means that if a person lives, quote unquote, in the level of Eretz Israel, of the land of Israel, means that a person lives in a level that he, she, whatever, wants to fulfill the will of God. That's what it means, I live, so to speak, in the land of Israel. I don't live in Israel, I live in Argentina. But a person, even in Argentina, can live in a state of Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. Actually, there's a story by the third Rebbe of Chabad. He was called the Tzemach Tzedek, that he had a follower, a chosid, that wanted so much to go to the land of Israel. He wanted so much. He lived in Russia. And we're talking about years 1800s. He wanted to go to the Eretz Israel. But, you know, if you want to travel to a place, you ask for a blessing from your teacher, your master, your Rebbe. And he, this chosid, this follower, asked so many times to the Rebbe, to his Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe of Chabad, for a blessing to go to the land of Israel, and the Rebbe never gave him a blessing and so on. So one time it happened, when he was actually asking for the blessing, the Rebbe told him the following words in Yiddish, actually, Macht do Eretz Israel. You have to make here, in the place where you are, Macht do Eretz Israel. In the place where you are, you have to live in a level of the land of Israel. What does that mean? You have to want to fulfill God's will. That's what represents the land of Israel. Now, the division of the land of Israel means that each one of us gets, so to speak, a package of a godly mission that we have to fulfill down here, being down here in earth. Now, if you look at the Torah, the way in this particular Torah week's reading is divided, the land of Israel is divided, the Torah says that there was a lottery. And each tribe got, through a lottery, that means something completely irrational, pieces of land in the land of Israel. This tribe goes to this place, this tribe goes to the other place, and so on. When you take this into our, so to speak, actual teaching lesson, we're saying that the land of Israel means to will, to want, to fulfill God's will. And you get packages, pieces of this land of Israel, not intellectually speaking, beyond rationale. What does that mean? When a person wants to actually go closer to God, you have to go in a very specific order. First, the easiest things, and then you grow up, and then you start learning and more and more and more, and then you keep and you fulfill more and more and more in a deeply way and so on, the will of God. That means, in other words, serving God, it's a very rational thing. It's a very orderly thing, not a lottery thing. Do whatever you want. You first do this and then do that. And then it's impossible. Yeah, because you first have to do the other things. You have to go in an orderly way. So why do we say, actually, the Torah teaches us that the land of Israel, quote unquote, your avoda, your work and your service to God, it's an irrational thing. Why do we call it rational? Is there a lottery to divide the land of Israel? Which person has to actually fulfill which parts of God's will in this land, in this earth? And the explanation is like this. There's a general work that each single person has to actually fulfill. For Jews, there are 630 commandments, and you have to go to a rabbi and teach that he's going to teach you what to do, when to do, how to do it, and so on. And non-Jews have seven particular commandments. the seven laws of Noahide and so on, and all the ramifications. And you have to go to a rabbi to teach you how to do it and when to do it and so on. That's a general thing for everybody, is the same. However, there are certain things that are a very particular mission just for you, just for you. How do you know which things are just for you within all the general things? And the idea is like this. Those things that are actually more difficult for you, that's showing you that that's the place you have to work on. For instance, if you get angry, if you're a person that actually gets angry very easily, you know what? That's the place where you have to work on. That's what God is expecting from you to improve on and to grow on. Don't get so angry. If you have a lack of faith, if you have a lack of strength on whatever thing you have to do, when you find difficulties in growing in that direction, of course, if you're guided by somebody that knows, that's a proper direction and so on. But when you have problems on growing in a particular direction in the service of God, that's the proof that that's your mission, particular mission. You have to do everything, of course, 600 for Jews, 7 for non-Jews, and the ramifications and so on. But when you find problems in one area of the service of God, that's a proof that that's your particular mission just for you. That's what it means that the land of Israel, the fulfillment of the will of God, was divided within the tribes of Israel and so on, thousands of years ago, by a lottery. That thing that is your particular mission is not you that decides that. It's not your rabbi that decides that. Rather, it's God giving you, in a completely irrational way, your particular mission. And you have to know that when God gives you a particular mission, He gives you the strength to fulfill that mission, and you should know that you can do it. Even if it's really hard, you can do it. Why? Because if God would demand from you something you cannot do, He would be a cruel God. I don't want that God. I don't need a God that requests, demands from me things I cannot do. Go fly too, whatever. I can't fly. I'm a human being. So that's one lesson that we can take out of something that apparently looks like a story, that the land of Israel was divided by a lottery and so on, and there were all kinds of miracles that happened with the lottery, He talked and so on. The lesson for us is, go look for your mission and know that you can actually fulfill it.